and looking somewhat like a black museum piece perched on the bar stool, like a Stokely, or maybe an Eldridge. He was so cool, and I could tell that he could tell just how cool I thought he looked at me. So I started easing up to him like a Siamese cat, purring my intentions all over his two beautiful-to-be shoulders until he spoke. And I grabbed every word, tucking them safely inside of my head. And everything he said was like a quote from a black nationalist manual. But I hung in there.